A radio station run by the people, for the people.
This is Halton Community Radio.
After a pre-season that had seemed to last an eternity, Runcorn Linnets returned to Vodcap League action yesterday with a home game against Silsden at Winsham Park. Driving rain before kick-off had obviously turned away a few punters, but the usual 10-3 shuffle through the turnstiles and a throng returning from a pre-match pint swelled the crowd to 132. The players, officials and fans respectfully observed a minute's silence to Dave Grundy, lifelong Runcorn fan who passed away suddenly during the week, and the Linnets wore black armbands as a mark of respect to this popular man. Runcorn lined up with Robbie Holcroft in nets, Steve Pickup and Alan Glover at fullback, and Stock Dignan and local lad Robbie Moore as centre-backs. Robert White, Stuart Telfer, Nehru McKenzie and skipper Steve Cunningham made up the midfield, with Michael Morrison and Dave Thompson up front. Runcorn were quickly out of the blocks and whipped in a first-minute cross, which was turned home to stun the Silsden faithful, who were both at the T-bar. However, a linesman's flag cut short the celebrations, and immediately the thoughts of the fans turned to, oh no, not one of those seasons. But the new Linnets side, built by popular manager Steve Wilks, seems to be a different incarnation to the last two seasons, and within 2 minutes another cross was whipped in, and Rob White stole in at the back post to steer home for his deserved third-minute lead. The Linnets dominated the first half, but saw chances go begging. Silsden offered very little, except for goalie Martin Fulger, who seemed to be banging his head against a brick wall, or at least a metal goalpost. Runcorn left the field for half-time one up, maybe thinking that one goal lead should have been two or three. Silsden re-emerged a different proposition in the second half and dominated the first 10 minutes of the second period. It was really no surprise when the equaliser came on 54 minutes, an unstoppable Craig Smith 20-yarder that gave Robbie Holcroft no chance. Michael Morrison was booked for a late challenge on 62 minutes, and within two further minutes, Dave Thompson steered home a Rob White cross, and the linesman had judged the ball to have crossed the line. Keeper Fulger went ballistic and received a caution for his protest. However, the Keenan family, who were miles better positioned than the assistant referee, confirmed the ball crossed the line and the goal stood. Silsden countered immediately, and Robbie Holcroft pulled off an early candidate for save of the season with a terrific point-blank reaction stop. This spurred Runcorn Linnets on, and manager Wilks made an inspired substitution with Lee Morris on for goalscorer White. Morris's first action saw him win a free kick. Steve Cunningham saw his shot parried, but Thompson was quickest to react to head home for his second and a 3-1 lead. Jed Courtney came on for Morrison, who once again impressed. Cunningham received a yellow card before Thompson broke clear and, showing increasing maturity that has come into his game, unselfishly squared for Courtney, who fired just wide and probably would have scored had he been on the pitch a bit longer. Stuart Telfer made way for fans' favourite Jay Edwards, and Runcorn Linnets saw the game out without looking like being threatened by a weary Silsden. The final whistle brought applause from the Linnets faithful and a great reaction from the jubilant Linnets players. An impressive league debut for Nehru McKenzie was my personal highlight, and Runcorn looked to have found an impressive youngster in young lad Robbie Moore. After the match, I caught up with manager Steve Wilks.
Steve Wilks, Runcorn Linnets manager, thanks for joining us so soon after the game. 3 points, 3 goals, is that the best possible start for Runcorn?
Obviously 3 points is what you set out to do before the game. I thought we didn't play well after we scored. I thought we played in fits and starts. But the character of the lads, after it was they got back to one apiece, it came back and we did really, really well.
At 1-1, we've seen Runcorn teams fold in the past. You must be pleased that they weathered the storm and came really strong.
Yeah, I think, like I say, we scored early doors, and then for the about 20 minutes second half, they were the better team. The first 10 minutes, they had a great chance to make it 2-1. And the lads dug in. We got the second goal, maybe a little bit fortuitous. We hope the luck stays with us all season like that. But after that, I just thought there was only one team. We could have got 4, 5, maybe 6. They played really well, and the character come out.
Robbie Holcroft made an incredible save second half. Was that a game-turning save?
I think you had to be here to realise how good the save was. It's like you said before, it wasn't a lucky save. He spread his body. I think he's caught it on his shoulder. I said he got it on his belly, but it was his shoulder that saved it, and it was a fantastic save.
It was a brilliant save. Steve Cunningham was excellent as captain. The players seemed to have really responded to him.
We've met Steve Cunningham, team captain. Tom Bolden stayed as the club captain. It was his first game in charge last week against AFC Liverpool, and I think he took it a little bit too much and didn't concentrate on his own game. So we had a word with him on Thursday at training and before the game today to, you know, concentrate on his game as well as everyone else's game, because at the end of the day he's a good player. And, you know, one or two have took examples from him. I thought Nuri McKenzie was just outstanding.
He did have a great game. Yeah. We've seen a lot of players in pre-season. You're somewhere near getting to your squad to where it should be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had five subs today, and there's four or five being sat in the stand, and one or two have come for a chat after the game, which I appreciate, you know. What I said before the Liverpool game last week was that, you know, if we're going to get promoted or be challenging for promotion, I'm going to need a squad of 18, 20 players. You know, we've all got to bed down together, because some of us won't be involved one week and some will be. And, you know, instead of spitting your dummy out and throwing your toys out of the pram, you've got to take it on the chin, because, you know, there's some stage in this season that we will need those kind of players.
And we've got the FA Cup next week, but we've got Abbey Hay to think about first.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we go to Abbey Hay on Tuesday night, which will be a tough one. You know, we try to keep the players' feet on the ground after today. It's 3 points, it's one game. You know, the season's 9 months long. They've enjoyed it on the pitch with the spectators after the game, you know, because the Speckies were fans, they drove us on as well. So, but it'll be feet back on the floor Tuesday night for a tough game at Abbey Hay.
Steve Wilkes, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
A radio station run by the people, for the people.
This is Halton Community Radio.
So a great start for Steve and the Linnets, but the division this season looks to be a tough one. Relegated Elsager lost at home to St Helens Town, and Newcastle thumped 5 past Everton Coles. New Mills scraped past Formby 2-1, whilst Everton LR beat the Linnets' next opponents, Abbey Hay, 3-0. The fans were in a better mood this week in the bar after the game. Here are their reactions.
Halton Community Radio.
Nery McKenzie, the Vodcat League's Patrick Vieira. Superb.
A really encouraging performance, a lot to build on.
Work in progress, need to stick with the same 11.
Good start, let's hope it continues.
Fantastic result for them, it's a 3-1 winning start to the season and a great performance.
Decent performance from the Linnets, but more work to be done.
Across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
So, a great start for the Linnets. We'll have a full report on the Abbey Hay game next week, as well as live updates from the ground, as the Linnets take on Rossington Main in their historic first FA Cup match in the club's short history. Remember, Halton Community Radio is your Runcorn Linnets station.
A radio station for the people of Halton, run by volunteers.